Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The last day of February 2022 is upon us. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Shall we? They sound like an auctioneer when I do that, right? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Take 25, no, 30, 45, 65, 85, sold. Sold American, as they say. Okay, hi. The program consists of conversation that you're about to listen to. This is a warning. You know how they sometimes put on television? Some of the things that you may see are objectionable, so kick your kids out of the room. That's not how we do things here. You can let the children listen, although I don't know how many children are engaged in thinking about what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. Perhaps they ought to be, depending on their age. Jennifer Horan is here to engage, as is Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. The updates, I have lots to say about what's going on in Ukraine, but I'll save that if you would like, ladies, to go around the room and add. I know, Victoria, there are a number of technical aspects to this, and you're sort of our techie when it comes to satellites that are active over Ukraine, what they're looking at, when it comes to the Russian people, well, not people, but the media, and what they're trying to do to win the war, we're trying to do to keep them from winning the war. So you can, but you want to give us a quick update on that sort of thing? In terms of the war itself, should we even call it a war? There are a lot of times over the years.
Yes, you should call it a war. It's an invasion. And I think people who are not calling it a war, it's an invasion for sure. And I don't know.
I think Russia's
there's a lot
only
of people
not calling it a war.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a lot of sympathizers with Russia that are saying, oh, this is just a military operation.
Sympathizers? Who's sympathizing with Russia?
Oh, you'd be surprised. There are
China.
China's not on board. It was clear that when it came to the, it may be hidden. But in terms of the outward, and you know me, I'm no apologist for China, but it appeared on Friday anyway, unless that's changed over the weekend, because I've been in and out of a lot of stuff over the weekend, and I've just sort of, in a cursory sense, looked at what was going on, and every time I would watch at least one of the stations in Los Angeles where I was, I just get disgusted because of the
same China's stuff been calling for the peace talks because I think they realize what's happening. And see, here's, you know, it's really interesting because I think a lot of people are really quick to immediately talk about, well, this happened and we expected this or we didn't. The reason that the world is supporting Ukraine is because of Ukraine. The reason the world is, and NATO has come together, I think they were willing, I really believe they were willing to let Ukraine fall and then they were just going to try to make things a little bit painful for Russia. But because Ukraine has fought and captured the hearts of the whole world, I think that's where now people are actually starting to say, well, yeah, we need to do more. And I think it's because of Ukraine and their fight and their will that people have kind of joined on to try to help them. And so I think China, to your point, Doug, they are now calling on these peace talks, which are happening right now. Is there anything that's going to come from them? Probably not. But that's been the change in messaging from China, certainly, is to say, yeah, we need to have these talks to get together, because I think they're trying to save face with the global community, because I don't think they realized that Ukraine was going to fight and that it was going to capture the attention of the world in the way that it did, probably.
All right, maybe
and
this
to
is
your
the time.
Point, to your point, Doug, about what you were talking about, the technology end of it, I think that, you know, we've seen moments where social media has been used for the greater good. This is an example. This is actually probably the best example I've ever seen of social media being used in so many different ways for the betterment of the Ukrainian people. The fact that Russia has shut down all of their own social media, Putin does not want the Russian people, especially millennials, who already disapprove of this, he does not want people in Russia learning what the real truth is. He's still feeding them a pack of lies. He's shut down all the social media, so without your own VPN, which is kind of complicated to have your own server link, essentially it's a private server. If you don't have that, then there's really no way you can access public internet anymore in Russia. And so it's a misinformation campaign, and it's just the technology stuff is, I think it's really, I've been encouraged by the outcry and the amount of money that's been raised and the ease that technology has made it so that people can contribute wherever they are around the world. We can see what's really happening. You know, Maxim from Dancing with the Stars is still in a hotel in Kyiv doing these live broadcasts where we can see exactly what's going on, hearing the air raids behind him. I mean, it's incredibly brave. If I was his wife in Malibu, I'd be completely freaked out that he is still right there in the very center of all of it. But, you know, we're just seeing so many good things come from this. And Jen's right. To see the bravery of the Ukrainian people, I mean, just watching, I watched BBC World News over the weekend because I just thought they had the best coverage of everything. And to just see these, you know, women and young girls making Molotov cocktails, and mm-hmm. it looked like snow everywhere, and they were shaving styrofoam as part of, you know, an ingredient. It's incredible. The resilience of these people is absolutely, I mean, right. They deserve a Nobel Prize themselves for if they come through this for peacekeeping, because it's, and President Zelensky, talk about a guy with, as you would say, some balsam. Wow. I mean, a couple of years ago, this guy was like, what, a comedian or something?
Yeah,
and now he's, you know, he's in gear out there and refusing to leave, you know, picking up guns and fighting for his country. I think that he's just become a global icon.
Wow. So Jennifer and I and her father had breakfast on Saturday morning, and I said to her, I think as soon as I sat down next to you, I think I said that Putin was done. That there will be some way, shape, or form that this destroys whatever he has been doing or is doing. I also think that he is out of, I don't mean out of his mind like the reference that's made to people who do something crazy, but I literally think that he is out of his mind. He's lost his mind. And so the essence of my conversation with Jennifer in part about this started with the reference to my going to the Russian eye doctor on Friday to see what I was going to do about, because I'm tired of wearing glasses. So I went to see this guy is world-renowned expert in taking lenses out of your eyes that have maybe a little cataract or something in them, and they put in new lenses. So he is a Ukrainian with a Russian family, and all of his staff in this eye institute are Russian. They're Ukrainian. And what he told me, Friday was his last day for a month. He's going over. He's probably there by now. He's going over. He was in the military when he was very young. He went back over, and a bunch of people that are sort of that ilk, a lot of Ukrainians that live in Los Angeles, and they got themselves over there. And the woman who is his assistant said to me, I said, what do you think about what's going on? She said, I just talked to my mother, who's in the basement of her house in Kiev, and I could hear the gunshots, and she says the streets are littered with dead Russian soldiers because the Americans supplied thousands and thousands and thousands of guns. That's where they're all coming from us. So,
everybody, it's not just us. Everybody is now sending all different types of equipment.
From America, from Americans' point of view, you know, people say, well, what's Biden doing or what are we doing? The essence of the rest of the conversation with her, she asked me if I wanted to speak to her mother. And I said, well, I'd like to listen to your mother. So she called her, and her mother answers the phone. They hadn't cut off the phones. So the mother, who she had just spoken to a couple of hours earlier, described for me, and I could hear the gunshots. And this woman's in the basement, but you could hear what was going on out in the street. And I just thought that that was very telling, and kind of speaks to what you both have said, or all three of you have said, how the Ukrainian people have just said, no, we're not taking this. We're going to push you back. That reminds me of Afghanistan. In terms of being pushed back, and a lot of people have compared this to Afghanistan, how the Russians completely, or Putin, completely underestimated or completely he doesn't understand or didn't understand what the resistance was going to be like.
And this was the Afghanistan you're talking about, not just this year, but in the late 80s?
The 80s, when they got shown there.
One of the other things I think that is interesting is, yes, I think that that Putin has made some really bad tactical moves. There's no doubt in my mind that the Russian military outnumbers the amount of people in Ukraine.
Oh, sure.
And there's no doubt in my mind that with great leadership, they probably would have already had the city down. It would have already fallen. Yes, Ukrainians have fought back, and that's really great. But I think you also have to consider what Russia has, what Russia is saying. And, you know, the thing that makes Russia and China different is that Russia allows in, or did allow in, some Western media. And so there is a much different contingency that is against Vladimir Putin that has been. Obviously, we know about the leader that is in prison right now, Navalny, who tried to push back against Putin. But what I was reading about the military is that before and prior to this operation, Putin was scooping up people, men from their young men from their families, saying, you're not going to get to go to work. You're not going to get to be with your family. You got to go into the military. And so he's got a lot of men who are fighting half-heartedly, I think. Yeah. Right now, thankfully,
there are a lot of guys
American
who didn't
people.
Know where they were. These yeah. young kids who are who literally just got dropped off. They didn't even know where they were.
And poorly
Ukraine
trained.
Did, yeah. And Ukraine did something really smart, rather than, and showing humanity to the rest of the world as well, but rather than just, you know, round them all up and shoot all these young guys from Russia, they started a hotline for the women and wives in Russia to come claim their men.
To connect, yeah.
To connect with them. I mean, that's just like, I don't think a lot of them want to be there. I think half-hearted is exactly the way to describe that.
Yeah, where you have Ukrainian people who they're fighting for a good cause. That's their home. Those are their lives. And the Russian troops, they weren't even given everything they need. There's tanks on the side of the road because they ran out of gas.
I'm telling you, that's why it's obvious that Putin is out of, well, we know he's out of control, but I really think that he has, well, he's lost his mind.
It's just he has an ideology that was really important to Russian people when he was in the KGB, but how much of that ideology has continued with the younger people in Russia? And so, you know, people are willing to fight.
Yeah.
Right, when they're
committed killed
to the cause,
or overthrown, I think.
A lot of people are saying that his inner circle is tossing him around.
Yeah. But, by the way, he's the wealthiest man in the world. Some
Not
people put his wealth at like $800 billion or something because of the way that he and his cronies have taken over most of the source of production of fuel, of oil, gas, that sort of thing. They're very interesting things to observe, and we'll continue to observe as we move along here. 18 after the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV Monday program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We're about to go through the list, the winner list from last night's SAG Award. There are actually there's probably more than one as I look at the list. So the SAG Awards are in our focus after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
All right, so this is actually a pretty good list, Jay. People will be talking about this today, so they'll get some respite from talking about what's going on with the Russians and the Ukrainians. So the list here, very interesting. As it turns out, I was just saying to the three of you that as much as there seems to be with most people a lack of knowledge of many of these movies, I've seen, when I look at the list, I've seen most of them, and I kind of agree with the winners. So you want to go through, we start with a motion picture, I guess, the cast of of these various movies, Belfast and Coda and Don't Look Up.
Yeah, Coda was the big winner with a motion picture cast. And then they also, who was it, the male actor in a supporting role for a motion picture was Troy Kotsur. Is that how you say his last name for Coda?
He was funny. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, and then...
That was a very good, that's a good experience. If you get to watch that, it's a good, it's a wonderful story. It just is.
I feel like it was a sleeper, actually. Yeah, like, I don't think a lot of people thought that it was going to win. And the other one that was a surprise, too, was the best actress went to Jessica Chastain for Tammy Faye Baker instead of, I think everybody thought Nicole Kidman was going to win that pretty handily. Mm-hmm. And Jessica Chastain seemed surprised that she won. She was like, she was pretty stunned, actually. I don't think she was quite ready for it.
Yeah.
And then Will Smith, King Richard, leading role.
Will Smith, I thought that was... Will Smith was also... I didn't expect him to win. I thought it would be Javier Bardem or maybe Benedict Cumberbatch, but Will Smith winning for King Richard, the Venus and Serena story and their dad, that made me really want to watch the movie because it just seems like it's a wonderful movie about family and a dad's determination. It just, I really had a very favorable kind of takeaway from that, so I want to add that and Coda to my list.
Yeah. West Side Story, the winner there, Ariana DeBose.
That was a surprise, too. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then the TV drama series. I have I can't
the winner
get into Succession.
And then for the comedy series. What?
Can you get into Succession? I just don't. I can't.
I'm behind on it, but I do like it.
Do you? Yeah. All right, go ahead, Jay.
Comedy series was Ted Lasso, who seems like they win almost everything that they get nominated for. And then male actor and female actor went to Kate Winslet, Mayor of Easttown, and Michael Keaton for Dopesick.
Yep, there it is, the list of the winners, at least partially here. DJV time is 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. BMW North America and Electrify America have announced an agreement to provide 2022 BMW EV customers with 2 years, 30-minute complimentary charging sessions at all Electrify America public charging stations from the date of vehicle purchase. Customers will have access to complimentary charging at over 3,000 Electrify America chargers across the U.S. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I need 4 more of the biscuit carnitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Chloe from Progressive. If you love the sports like me, you get annoyed with your team or player. So Progressive's going to help take your mind off your team or that player for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they lost that thing recently, think about Progressive letting you compare our direct rates side by side with competitors to easily find the lowest option. Don't worry, your sports ball team or player will get it next time. Hope this distraction from Progressive about easily comparing rates was helpful to not think about that last game or match or season. I mean, even though I love sports ball.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Day 5 of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. Many experts said the country would fall over the weekend. It did not. As the resolve of the Ukrainian people is reminding Americans what freedom is all about. As Russia has amassed a large column of war equipment and supplies just outside of Kyiv, British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace tells LBC what he knows.
About 30 kilometers to the northwest is the big armored column that has been shown on the media to some extent, and they're all in a sort of line waiting to try and go forward. They have slowed because of, again, strong Ukrainian resistance. Obviously, the tactic of the Russians is to try and encircle Kiev.
Ukrainian and Russian officials are holding talks at a venue near the Belarusian border. Joe Biden's Justice Department ended a Trump-era program that countered Chinese espionage against the United States. The DOJ claimed it created a climate of fear among Asian Americans. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
As the Biden administration continues to buy oil from Russia, many on Capitol Hill are pointing to the president's execution of our energy sector as a strong reason why we're in this place in history. Republican representative from Pennsylvania, Brian Fitzpatrick on Newsmax.
We've got to stop importing Russian oil. We've got to start producing our own oil here, reopen the Keystone XL pipeline, permanently shut down Nord Stream 2, and not only become energy independent here, but become an energy exporter to Europe, who is right now addicted to Russian energy. That's why we've had the slow response to getting the Ukrainians the help they need. This is a crisis that could have been avoided. It was a result of a lot of bad decisions, starting with Afghanistan, second with energy decisions here domestically. All those can be remedied. It's never too late. The Ukrainian people are spirited, they're passionate. They're willing to fight for their country, but they need our help.
Representative Steve Chabot says President Biden's leadership on the world stage is why countries are moving toward land grabs over sovereign countries.
President Ghani in Afghanistan not too long ago, which was another huge debacle by this administration, they essentially showed weakness when we need strength. We need peace through strength, as Ronald Reagan said. Not this weakness, which is emboldening the world's worst actors, from Putin in Ukraine to Xi, potentially in Taiwan. These are actions that this president has taken, which are just the opposite of what he should have done.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it. It just like morticians to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jennifer Horne's wearing a beautiful dress today. We've all acknowledged that. Sparkling. Victoria Keelan dressed to the nines as well for the program today. Jay, how are you doing?
Very well.
I'm dressed in my China made. I probably should burn this, but because your father gave it to me, I don't. The USA bathrobe that I have.
But is it comfy?
It is kind of. Yeah, it is comfy. I'm dressed for comfort when we're doing this program. No question about that. The Monday program focusing pretty much on what's going on in Ukraine, at least for much of this hour. Interesting to
see.
Wait,
before, can I interrupt you for a second before we get to the serious stuff?
Yes.
I have to call you out because you know I always do after one meeting. But girls, Mm-hmm. So you know how Dougie, and for those of you just listening to the program, know how Dougie feels about the Chinese Communist Party. And you mentioned that bathrobe, and, you know, you're still wearing it, even though it's made in China. We were sat down for breakfast, and Doug looked at the menu, and he saw Chinese chicken salad on there. And he actually went to the waitress and said, shouldn't we take this off the menu?
You did not. Oh, my God.
I 100% believe that.
Doug, that is...
How can I make that up? So then, of course, as the apologist, I went, oh, you know, he just doesn't like the government there very much.
He's on a day pass from the home. Just ignore him. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't say it because I expected Jennifer to repeat it, but it doesn't surprise me that she did. But my reaction would have been exactly what I... That was... Victoria's reaction was perfect. It was perfect.
You mean I have the correct level of just being appalled? Okay.
No, it's not. What's appalling? It's just, you know...
Appalling is because it's idiotic.
Thankfully, the lady laughed. I say it was all done in jest. It was fine.
Yeah, it was done in jest. Of course it was. Maybe she didn't understand that, but it was
done
in jest.
But we made her understand.
Yes, we did. Jeez. Okay, so that goes back to what I said in the last half hour. What I've heard is the Chinese have sort of tried to divorce themselves from this, at least publicly. That's not necessarily patting them on the back, but it does show you the force against Putin. And what's, you know,
ahead and give China that much credit.
I'm not giving them much credit. I'm just saying they're
bankrolling
Yes, there's bankrolling, and they've also helped Putin get away from the sanctions. That's why he's been able to do it, because they're providing him with banking through China rather than the rest of the world. So,
yeah,
I'm not giving them a pass.
They don't get a pass.
But I will tell you, and actually, I think even more, maybe they get the more evil villain ever, because I think we know they want to go into Taiwan. We know that there was a deal, and there was some coordinated effort between Russia and China to do their desired invasions. I think China is so smart. They wanted Putin. They bolstered Putin's ego up, probably like, yeah, we got your back. Go do it. Go see it. So that they could see the world's reaction.
The world. Okay, right. So then that's a very good point. I think the reaction to them going to Taiwan will be exactly the same.
I think they are so ticked today. And I think that's why you've seen them kind of change their message and say, yeah, go to peace talks. Because I can tell you what, they're probably so mad that he did this and bungled this. Because I'm telling you what, the world was ready. And I hate saying this because it's so wrong. It's wrong for our country. It's wrong for NATO. They were ready to let Ukraine go. They were going to do it and just make things hard. But because the world has had their attention captured by Zelensky and the people, now China's got a really big problem. And so
Zelensky for president. Oh, wait a minute. He's already the president. Okay,
this churn of events is going to be really good for Taiwan, I think. Maybe.
So have we crippled the Russian economy with sanctions or not? You were just talking about the Chinese bank.
No.
Right. I mean, the final blow, the final blow would be to cut off all the oil.
And
if
so
we're serious,
purchases.
That's what we do. Yeah.
But the problem, though, and then, you know, and this is what we were saying behind, you know, during a break, there are two sides to this, and there are two complicated sides. If Biden says, yes, we're going to cut off all the oil, well, then the gas prices here are going to soar. So if there isn't a plan in place to either get Saudi Arabia, which is still the world's number one producer, it's not Russia, but if we get Saudi Arabia to release more barrels, whatever it takes, whether it's from here
Alaska. This is leadership time.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff that, because the gas pump, and Biden has said, you know, this is a huge priority, obviously for him, it should be. It is a priority for a lot of Americans. So, and that's the only way to get...
$6 a gallon for gasoline on Saturday night on the corner of Beverly and La Cienega in Los Angeles, you know that there's a... It was $125 for 15 gallons.
To fill up your tank. No, I know. And think about that. You can actually afford it, and you're only here for a short time. Los Angeles is a commuter society, so you have a lot of people who live in Corona who drive into Los Angeles every single day. It's not like New York where people are in a small space.
Right.
And so my commute every day is 60 miles from start to finish. This is crippling to people who are living paycheck to paycheck. It is a tax that affects the middle class and those who are living paycheck to paycheck.
Well, there's taxes there that are outrageous. The California taxes were outrageous to begin with. And now it's even more ridiculous with this added on to it.
Let me tell you that I don't have a lot of hope, and I'm telling you right now, I am rooting for the country. This has nothing to do with politics, but it is very disheartening when you hear the press secretary, Jen Psaki, who is out over the weekend, saying that they don't have plans to kick drilling back in this country and that they want to get away from people's dependence on oil in general.
Oh,
I understand
that.
I understand that as an correct. I understand that as an ultimate goal, and you can push in that direction, but to be so short-sighted, this is one of those moments where when people, like political parties, scratch their head and wonder why they're not in power, this is it. All you have to do is have Biden come out at the State of the Union and say, we were passionate about stopping drilling in this country, but we realize practically that we need to do this. And he needs to do what, like, use the word that Trump did, Operation Warp Speed, free everything up, push everybody back into business immediately, remove all those restrictions and let people drill so that we can start making the money from Europe, because they're going to need a place to buy this oil if we're really serious about punishing Putin.
Okay, so I want to jump on to what you did. Mentioning Obama's name clicks a button with me, listening to several different descriptions, including one on the public station on Saturday morning in Los Angeles, with reference to Mitt Romney's reference to when he was running for president against Obama, and he said the biggest problem we have to face are the Russians, and Obama scoffed at him. And now it looks like there are a lot of people turning back to Mitt Romney and saying he was the only one who saw this or who said this or who made it an issue.
Well, you can check Hillary Clinton's quotes because she talked about that forever. So everything she said about Russia was correct, but no one wants to hear from her anymore. So.
Well, but there's, maybe somebody needs to look at Mitt Romney as a presidential candidate again. If the Republicans really want to, although the Trumpers don't love him, they don't like him, whatever it is. Well, you know what? It's time for somebody to stand up and push back on
that.
The
audio has been coming around, though. I'm telling you right now,
it sure
the audio
has been
going
it's everywhere.
I think
everywhere.
His answer was the '80s called, and they want
that
their
was Obama's
foreign policy
answer,
issue
right.
back.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like
so,
that.
It, with that in mind,
well, Russia is not the global threat that China is. It just isn't. That's why we're still
well,
here.
If
coming
they drop
out.
Nukes,
this would have been.
Mean,
he was talking about using nukes on Saturday.
He still is.
Well.
And not
they've
only
already
that,
started their talks at the border now in Belarus, so thankfully Zelensky's not
think.
There. Yeah, but thankfully Zelensky's not there, because that to me, I was just like, oh God, please don't send Zelensky, because it could be a trap. That was my first thought, was that it was not even a genuine talk.
I mean, there's these Russians that are going, that are outside of Kyiv, and they've already captured a couple of cities overnight. The Russian military has, even half-heartedly, has more military support and power than Ukraine has right now. And so this is a moment, this is a time game. Ukraine needs help now, because they're going to run out of supplies. And yes, they're getting more in, but it really is a timing game. And I know we're all thinking that this is done, and I hope that it is, but I don't have really
Putin's
real
done.
Big faith.
Whether
it's not
done.
Done right now, because there's a 3-mile convoy of Russian tanks rolling
and those people
towards
all have,
Kyiv.
And this is the point. Those people have masks with them, which tells you that that nukes and chemical weapons could be used, and Putin's threatening it. Is he crazy enough to deploy it? And then, you know, the world reaction, and I feel like we're just waiting for Russia to react, and then we react. We need Biden or NATO or somebody who is in charge of all of this to come out and say, if one chemical weapon is used on one person, there is going to be, that will be our declaration that we do start bombing strikes on Moscow. And I know people are afraid of World War III, but you better go in there with power.
Right.
I mean, you've got to knock this guy out if he starts
using
power.
You've got to stop with the rhetoric about World War III. That's not happening. This is, but the thing that is interesting are the demonstrations in other cities around the world that are negative toward Russia. I think that's pretty significant, frankly.
And to answer your question, because we didn't get back to the money stuff, right? So a lot of the sanctions and things that have kicked in, and now over the weekend, it looks like they are going after, NATO is targeting the SWIFT banking system. Now, this has already affected Russians. Hotels can no longer take credit cards. People are reporting on social media over the weekend that everyone's running to an ATM to get the little bit of cash that they can left, because there's the whole central banking system in Russia is now closed. Their entire stock exchange is closed today because their currency plummeted so badly that it went down 30%. The ruble is down over 30%.
And that's
going to
continue. You said in the last half hour the younger Russians were not happy at all with this.
Right.
And that's what's going to – that this sort of thing you just described is one of the reasons that they will be that there will be a revolt.
There could be
against.
Uprisings because of this.
Right.
Yep.
Well, you already see the masses of people who are standing in the streets protesting this in Russia. Mm-hmm. There are so many people. Like you guys said, they do not want this. They never wanted this invasion.
What's the U.N. doing about this? Usually the U.N. is pretty ineffective.
They just released a report that climate change is more dangerous than ever. I just got the headline this morning.
Okay.
Like, well, but the
I
UN...
I get it.
But okay, like, but that
wait
report...
That for that
yeah.
for 2 weeks?
Yeah. Well, but the thing that's... And this is why I say China does not get a pass. The they had the Security Council. They voted to have a special session of the General Assembly on Monday today to have... to debate this whole invasion. And so, because Zelensky, rightfully so, has now claimed crimes of war against Russia and wants a full trial. And so now 87 countries have voted to support this. Obviously, Russia didn't vote for it. And China, India, and the Arab Emirates, they abstained from the vote. Mm-hmm. So they're not, you know, India goes along with whatever
India's
China
afraid.
Says.
Yeah.
Yeah. And China's not, they don't get a pass. They're not the good guys here.
Well, I'm not suggesting that they are. I just think that the world's reaction to this wasn't at all what Putin. And I think that's part of him being off his rocker. He's so his ego or whatever it is that seems to be pushing him to this has clouded his judgment. If he does have any judgment, or maybe he just has so he's so I don't know what the right word is. Focused isn't strong enough, but he's obsessed with this. To the point where people who get obsessed about things usually have they're off their meds, if you will. 47 past the hour.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
We'll be right back. Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's Tech Talk time. On Monday at 53 after the hour, Victoria Keelan and I, mostly Victoria, will go through a couple of things. And they, interestingly enough, and I suppose maybe obviously enough, are connected to what's going on with the Russians and Ukrainians. So what's big tech doing to hold back the Russians?
Well, Google announced on Saturday that they're blocking Russian state media channels from selling ads due to the invasion of Ukraine. And so this comes after YouTube, which is also owned by Google, said that they were blocking Russian state media channels from selling ads as well globally. And so, and they're not even accessible in Ukraine. And so the reason that they're going after these Russian ads is because the ads are all misinformation. And so they, Twitter, Facebook, they've announced similar efforts. They're trying to restrict all these state accounts from Russia from being able to spread all this disinformation via advertising, because it looks, you know, we've been all through this with political ads, right? Mm-hmm. How misleading, and then the COVID stuff. And so the Facebook's parent company, Meta, said that they're going to prohibit Russian state media from running ads or monetizing anything on their platform anywhere in the world, which is probably the best thing that Facebook has done in a very long time. Twitter said that they're temporarily pausing advertisements in Ukraine and Russia to ensure critical public safety information is elevated and that the ads of misinformation don't actually detract from that. So that's a good thing as well. Facebook and Twitter, other social networking companies have for months have been labeling accounts for outlets like RT, Russian television, and Sputnik as Russian state media accounts. But Russia is beginning to push back against those efforts to fact-check the content from those accounts because they're now restricting Twitter and Facebook in Russia. Well, the reason they're doing that is because they just want to control the narrative, and they don't want younger people, especially millennials, who are not on board with this invasion, and they just don't want them to see the truth. And so tech platforms in the past have also restricted ads during times of uncertainty. We know with breaking news, with COVID and with disinformation and everything that went on with political stuff in the 2020 election, Google and Facebook had paused all those political ads, and they're doing that again. It's once again, I think it's another way. It's not like Russia needs the income or the revenue from running these ads, but it's just the impact that they have of disinformation. And so I think it's good that big tech is circling the wagons, just like, you know, the rest of the world is around Russia.
Not yep, more the merrier, as it were. Elon Musk has done some things that might interest you with regard to Ukraine. We get to that right after this.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title. I discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
All right, so what's Elon Musk and his SpaceX satellite doing?
Well, Ukrainian officials actually requested on Twitter, the vice prime minister of Ukraine tweeted to Elon Musk on Saturday, while you try to colonize Mars, Russia's trying to occupy Ukraine. While your rockets successfully land from space, Russian rockets are attacking Ukrainian civil people. We ask you to provide Ukraine with Starlink stations and to address sane Russians to stand down. Now, Elon Musk actually tweeted back right away saying the Starlink service is now active in Ukraine and more terminals are on the way. Now, this is Starlink is Elon Musk's company that is a satellite internet company. And so there are tons of satellites already. They're low orbit satellites that Starlink already has up in the sky. Now, the problem, though, is, yes, this sounds like, you know, this is wonderful. Elon Musk is sending more Starlink terminals to Ukraine so people will have access to the internet. However, you actually have to have the Starlink isn't really available unless you actually have you need a special receiver for it. And so I don't know if he's going to be working on that as well or how they would be able to get the receivers to the people on the ground. But I guess it's maybe a nice gesture. I mean, Elon Musk was certainly able to save face. That was a pretty harsh and very direct tweet that went right at him like, hey, you know, Mars is great, but we've got a lot of problems right here on Earth.
Turn the rocket around and let's look,
yeah,
at the
exactly.
Look at the world. All right, good. Good report, Victoria. Thank you. Doug Steffen at 59 after on the DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.